Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for my Rosh Yichyu. And it's also Chayv Fege Bas, Chayv Spasia, Chaychan of Esrim Adel, and Ms. Victoria Bastila Ravida, Mitzvah Shechulei Israel. We're discussing Parshat Shoftim. First introducing a slew of kashas, Kedarkeinu, and then we will see how to deal with them based on the Divrei Yoel. Shoftim b'shoftim titein lecha b'chol sherecha sher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha l'shvatecha v'shoftu es'am mishpat tzedek. You should put shoftim and shoftim, judges and police officers, call them. You should place in all of your gates that Hashem gives you for your tribes, and they will judge the nation with true judgment. So could have just said, Shotim, Shotim, Titain. Of course, Lacha. So what's the extra Lacha? That's question number one. L'chol sharecha, asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. So we have to understand, don't we know that Hashem gave the land? What does it mean? In all the gates that Hashem gave you, we know that Hashem gave it to you. And what is the connection between this and Parashat Shoftim? Question number three, V'shavtu asam mishpat tzedek, Rashi says, mana dayanim mumchim mitzadikim lishpat tzedek. That you should appoint expert judges and righteous judges to judge a correct judgment. And the Mizrahi says that this is a tzivui anim imanim kidivrei Rashi. It's a tzivui to appoint the judges. And we can't say it's a tzivui anim dayanim to judge righteously, because then it should have said, Ushvatitem tzedek b'lashon nocheach. Why does it say in the third person, v'shaftu? So it must be talking about the memanim. But if that's true, then why does it say, v'shaftu es'am yishpat tzedek? It's not b'yad ha'memanim that they should judge righteously. It's only grammar. They'll appoint righteous judges, and the judges will judge righteously. So it should have said, Lishbot ha'am mishpat tzedek. You should appoint judges. Shoftim v'shotim titein lecha. Chol sherecha asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha. L'shvatecha v'lishbot ha'am mishpat tzedek. In order to judge. And it says v'shaftu, and they will judge. That implies that the appointers have something to do with it, but they don't. It's not up to them. It's not up to the memanim. So it should have just said to the memanim, to the ones who appoint, you should appoint judges in order to judge mishpat tzedek. Saying v'shaftu is am, and they will judge. It's not up to the memanim. All the memanim can do is appoint good judges in order to judge properly. So, lishbot ha'am mishpat tzedek, not v'shaftu, that's not up to them if they actually do it. Also, it says v'shaftu es'am, what's the extra es'am? Of course, they're judging the nation. Question number four. Question number five, yidash yishayftim yishaytim titein lecha. Ata timana shayftim b'chol sha'arim. You should appoint judges in all of your gates. So what does the Medrash add? The Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's what it says in Pshuto Shel Mikra, to appoint judges in all of your gates. Also in the Medrash, Titein lecha v'lom u'umas ha'olam. So the Eitz Yosef on the Tanchum explains that the Jews aren't commanded to appoint for the u'umas ha'olam shoftim. Question is, Mechitesi, the Jewish people, should be commanded to appoint judges for the Goyim. Why does the Pasuk have to exclude that? Question number seven, Medrash Tanchuma, V'shavtu es'am mishpat tzedek, Amar Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom, Shumati malam leim s'chus lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, V'shavtu es'am mishpat tzedek? That they should malam et s'chus on the Yidin. Who do you learn this from? Gidon, etc. Abba v'shavtu hoi v'shavtu v'sam shavtu mishpat tzedek. Shemelamdim s'chus al ador. That's what it means, mishpat tzedek. So the question is, why did the Medrash take the pasuk mipshuto? Motzi is a pasuk mipshuto. Pasuk in Pashtus is talking about judging, not judging favorably. It's talking about judging like in a court. You see from the Hemshech HaKesuvim, Lo Sata Mishpat, Lo Sakir Panim, Lo Sikach Shechad. These are all zachen that relate to regular judgment, not to judging favorably. So why be motzi as a pasuk mipshuto? Question number 8 in the Yismach Moshe, he's medakdek in Parashas Mishpatim, and the two shinuyim between Mishpatim and Shoftim. There in Mishpatim it says ki hashechad ya'aver pikchin, and Shoftim it says ki hashechad ya'aver enei chachamim. There it says v'shechad le'sikach, and here it says le'sikach shechad. So why is the pasuk changing? Question number 9, v'salev divrei tzadikim, and because shechad perverts the words of the tzadikim, Rashi said, Dvorim hamitzudokim in emes. Things that are justified in the correct, in the true justice. The Gur Aryeh writes, it can't say that it's talking about the Dayanim. In other words, as Rashi says, Visalev Divrei Tzadikim, he's talking about Dvorim hamitzudokim, things that are mitzudak, that are justified. So shochad perverts things that are justified, the true justice. So the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh that it's impossible to say that it's talking about the Dayanim. Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim, referring to the Dayanim, that the Dayanim are going to say perverted things, incorrect things, corrupt things. He's Mamanavshach. If he's going to do it, b'shoygeg, it already says that shoychad is ma'aver enei pikchin. So that's b'shoygeg. And if he's doing it b'mezid, he's not a tzaddik, he's a rasha. So why does it say v'yisalef divrei tzaddikim? So that's why Rashi says, dvorim ha-mitzudokim, things that are justified, that he's going to be misalef mishpatei Torah. Torah is correct judgment. And these correct judgments are going to be corrupted. It's not referring to the dayanim. Referring to the correct judgments of the Torah. Then it should have said, Dvarim hametzudakim. Why does it say, Divrei tzadikim? And so I have to correct the Alshech HaKadosh. It's the center kasha, the tenth question is, it's not misalev Dvarim hametzudakim, it's machlif. You're not perverting the words of the Torah, you're substituting the words of the Torah, and you're saying other things, Dvarim misulafim. So it shouldn't say misalef dvarim mitzudakim. It should say exchanging your machlif dvarim hametzudakim for dvarim mitzulafim. Question 11, tzedek tzedek tirdof, famous kasha, what's the double lashon? Question 12, leman tichye v'yorashto es ha'oretz. Rashi says, and it's from the Sifri, Kedai hu minu dayanim hakshirim lahachiyos es Yisrael ulo hishivan al admasim. The appointment of the judges, correct kosher judges, are worthy to give the Jewish people life and to put them in their land. The Mizrahi writes, and the pasuk again, mantich, in order that you should live and inherit the land. This Rashi says from the Sifri, the minu dayanim is kedai. It's worthwhile to be give to Jewish people life and to place them in their land. So Mizrahi writes that Leman Tichya has to be referring to Shoftim v'Shoytrim Titein Lecha, Leman Tichya v'Yarashtes Ha'aretz. As Rashi explains, can't say it's referring to Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof that it says right before, because that's a mitzvah protis. Yes, Hara Lebalei Dinim, like Rashi explains. And you're not going to get a schar klali for kiyum yisrael ba'altzam. For the schar klali, you need to do something klali, which is appointing judges. And so writes the Gur Aryeh. Problem is that how does the pasuk read then? The pasuk says tzedek tzedek tirdof l'man tichya v'yarash des haaretz. So why is it written here shalom b'mkom? Question number 13. It says, Ki yipole mimcha. Dover l'mishpat, etc. V'kamta ve'elisa l'mokom asher yivchar Hashem, etc. V'sasur min ha'dover asher yagidu l'cha yamin u'smol. Rashi explains, afilu oimer l'cha yamin shu smol, al smol shu yamin. And he darshan from the yitur and the pasuk. Shouldn't he say, why does he say yamin u'smol? To say, lo sasur min ha'dover asher yagidu l'cha. Or lo sasur yamin u'smol min ha'dover asher yagidu l'cha. Why does it say, Lo sasur min ha'dover asher yagidu lecha? Yamin u'smol. So we darshan, Lo sasur min ha'dover asher yagidu lecha. Even if they tell you that what right is left and left is right, you should still go with them. In the Sifri it says differently. It says, Afilu nirim be'inecha, asmol shu yamin v'yamin shu smol shma lahem. Even if it looks like right is left, they're saying right is left and left is right, you should listen to them. See in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Peches, even if he says Mipi HaKabbalah, and Beis Din HaGadol say Mipi HaSvara Kachu Beineinu, he's killed if he doesn't listen to them. Kedei Shelo Yirbu Machlokes BiYisrael Zaken Mamre. Where in the Yushalmi and Horius, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, says Yachli Mamnucha Amin Shu Small, or Small Shu Yamin Matish Malahem. I might think that if they tell you right is left and left is right, you should listen. Talmud loymar lelechetz yamin u'smol. Sheyom lecha yamin shu yamin, ve'al smol shu smol. So it says to go right and left. They tell you on right that it's right, and on left that it's left. So Rav Meforsha Yerushalmi explained that the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Sifri and the Talmud Bavli, and that the Yerushalmi is holding that only if they say what's right you should listen, otherwise you shouldn't listen. So what's the Sharish HaMachlokes? They're learning from the same pasuk, double v'puchoy. Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, this is our 14th kasha, writes, "Kol mishena oisek hayra is based in Agadol shev Yerushalayim oiver beloisese. Shneimar lo itzosu min hadover asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Ech hadvarim shelamdu oisek mipi hashmua ve'im toresh v'al peh. Ech hadvarim shelamdu mipi daitam. Ve'achas min hamidos she'atoyra nidreshes bem. Ve'ech hadvarim shasum siyag le'toyra ve'im zeros ve'takonos ve'amenhagos. Kol echad migimol dvarim eilu mitzvah l'shmua lehem." So the Rambam writes that somebody who doesn't follow the laws based on a golden Yerushalayim is over in a lois to say. It says don't veer from what they say right or left. Whether they learn mipi hashmua from a tradition, it's Torah Sheval Peh, or they learned based on their own understanding with the various hermeneutic rules of the Torah, midos shatayin and dreshes behem, or they made a siyag, made a fence for the Torah, Xeris, Takonis, Minhagas. It's always a mitzvah to listen to the Chum if you're over. And you're having a loss to say, but it's a pella that the Rambam omitted the drasha of Imam Elecha Yamin Shu Smol Basmol Shu Yamin. The Rambam doesn't mention the Bavli, doesn't mention the Yerushalmi, doesn't mention the Sufri. He completely omits the whole thing. That's question number 14. Why? Question number 15 says, "Kisabu al aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha v'yirashta v'yashavta bo v'amarta sim alai melech k'chol hagoyim asher sviboyis ha'isoyim tosim alecha melech asher yivchar Hashem elokecha v'asucha l'aseis alecha ish nachri asher lo achicha hu." In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Noi Roy. Rabbi Yehuda says that Jews were commanded three mitzvahs when they come into Eretz Israel. The first one is to appoint a king. Rabbi Noi Roy says, no. This parish is only connected to Haromatan because they complain. Amarta sim alai melech. Rashi said it's not a mitzvah. It's galui lefanav that they're going to complain and ask for a king. Amarta sim alai melech. Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a mitzvah essay to be mimane a melech. V'gimel mitzvah nitzdabu Yisrael b'knisasim la'oretz. Sanya b'raitze kavosei. So we have to understand. It's a mitzvah say lemanu it's melech. Why does the pasuk say, and you're going to say, give us a king? V'amarta sim alai melech. It seems like it's telling them what they're saying. Even if not, then you have to appoint a king. And Bemis, that's Rav Norai's raya. It says v'amarta sima, that there's no mitzvah. It's only k'neged taromta. But how do you understand the opinion that it's a mitzvah? And the Gemara should have said v'idach. And what is Rabbi Yehuda going to answer to this raya of Reb Nehoroi? So, if it's really a mitzvah, why does the Torah couch it in terms of Amarta Simalai Melech? Question 16, same Tosim Alecha Melech, what's the double lashon? Question, place, you shall place on yourself a king. Question 17, Laisucha Laseis Alecha Ishnachri Asher Lo Achicho, you cannot place on yourself a foreign person who is not your brother. The Sefri says, the mitzvah Laisa say. And if so, not that it says lo suchal, it means you can, but you're not allowed to. We have to understand, why does the Torah write it in such a lashon? It's just mashma, you're not able to, not that it's aser. And also, what's the arichus lashon? It should have said lo sitein alecha ish nachri. What does it mean? Lo suchal lo seis alecha ish, lo sitein alecha ish nachri. Usually it says in the Torah, like, in a more courts a lashon, in shorter language. So here it should have said, "Lo siten alecha ishnach." It means, "Lo sucha lo seis alecha ishnach." Why this lashon? It says in the pasuk, "Lebilti rum levavu me echav ubilti surman amitzi yaminu small." So yaminu small, superfluous. Lebilti surman amitzi, lebilti surman amitzi, that he should, in order that he shouldn't veer from the mitzvahs. That's what it should say. It's not shaykh, the drush of, even if they tell you left is right and right is left, because we're talking about not veering from the mitzvahs of the Torah. So what does the right and left and right have to do? It's telling the king not to veer from the mitzvah of the Torah. It says, l'bilti rum levavu me'echav. So in the Yitav Lev, in this parasha, it says somebody who's not king is allowed to have an exalted heart. He's allowed to be a Baal Gaiva. Why does the Dafka tell us the king is not allowed to be a Baal Gaiva? And what does it mean, me'echav? The bilti rum levavu, he shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva, he shouldn't have an exalted heart. What does it matter if it's from me'echav or not, above his brothers or not? It's us or any person, Tov as Hashem kol gval lev. So the Yitav Lev says, based on the Maimur Chazal, Shemashbinas Adam, they make you swear when you're in utero that even if the whole world says to you that you're a tzaddik, hey beinecha ki rasha, you should be in your eyes like a rasha. And Kvar Pirshu Ma'amaram, Oilei la'adam she'oilem matin boy, Lo'am mutayim boy. So a person has a shvua that he takes, that even if everyone says you're tzaddik, you should be in your eyes like a rasha. And the rabbis teach us, woe unto a person if the world makes a mistake. It doesn't say, it says matim. It doesn't say toyim. Toyim, it's not, what is he supposed to do? But who has an oy? Misha'ilam matim boy. In other words, they're mat to him. They put an error in his heart to think that he's as great as they think he is. And that's what it means, lebilti rum levavu me'achav. He shouldn't have an exalted heart from his brothers. That his brothers think he's so awesome, he shouldn't make a mistake because of them. Because again, they're mashbiah. Even if everyone says you're a tzaddik, know that it's not true. Don't believe the your press. So that's all very nice, but if the pasuk would have just says "Levilti rum," said "Levilti rum levavo," so that would have been b'chol loifen v'oifen. Why doesn't it say me'echov? All right, your brother has put this mistake in your heart, but just say you shouldn't have an exalted heart. You should be a baal gaiva no matter what. To avos Hashem kol gval leiv. You also have to understand the member of the Gemara. That there must be a person, even if the whole world says that you're a tzaddik, you should be in your eyes like a rasha. So if there must be a you, it must be that such a mitzias. Otherwise they wouldn't make you take this oath. So how can we make this to the seichel, that the whole world thinks you're such a tzaddik, and nevertheless the guy is not? That's the 20th question. The 21st question is that the Jewish people were commanded to appoint a king. It's how the Rambam paskins. So why is Shmuel accusing them? Vayera adover be'ini Shmuel. It was very evil in the eyes of Shmuel that they wanted a king. What's Shmuel's problem? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. What's so bad? You just want to do a mitzvah. So there are sach asach terutzim. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin answering this kasha, and this will take us to many incredible places. So please stay tuned, and we will see neflois rabbis v'gedolais. Mitoiras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. For the nether, we shall continue.